daily for halfway day. Because you need these important, you know, markers in life. Because if I didn't tell you it was halfway to the weekend, how would you even know anymore? Right? Everybody's at home, everything's closed, there's nothing happening. So, yes, it still seems like the weekend, but it isn't yet. That will be occurring, just not at this moment. Welcome to the 18th of March, and gosh, I hope everybody's St. Patrick's Day festivities were incredible. Oh, I can't believe we all just sat around and drank online last night. That was just so silly. Hi, everybody. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. The folks bringing it to you today, well, the man that's ready to get out of this stuck-at-home nonsense, that's podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Yes, well, shall we begin our unholy tumble into rank and seedy debauchery?
Give it another day. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
It was that saucy mouth that got you killed in the first place.
But I'm back. What happened, yo?
My Ethernet cable is still soggy, if you know what I mean. In 1952, a patent for the electrical integration circuit is issued to William Willie A. Higginbottom.
1953, MGM, which has been working on its own widescreen system, becomes the first studio to adopt CinemaScope.
1954, Howard Hughes buys RKO Pictures for $23.5 million.
What's a radio picture?
1965, Voskhod 2 is launched into space carrying cosmonauts Alesky Leonov and Pavel Belivov aboard. On the second orbit, Leonov leaves the spacecraft for 12 minutes, becoming the first person to walk in space.
Well, on purpose.
Right.
1974, Atari introduces Grand Track 10. It is the first arcade game to use read-only memory, or ROM, to store sprites for each car, the game timer, the racetrack, and a score. As such, it's the first game to have defined characters rather than mathematically manipulated dots.
Great band name. 1982, Federal District Judge George N. Layton in Chicago orders Magnavox Home Entertainment Center to take its Casey Munchkin video game off the market because of its similarity to Atari's popular Pac-Man game.
1986, the New York Times reports that a 17-year-old New Jersey student named Philip Naranjo discerned the launch of the new Soviet space station Mir before the Soviet government formally announced it. Naranjo and a group of friends tracked transmissions between space vessels and control centers on Earth, and just before the Russians announced Mir on February 20th, the teens picked up the transmission of Cyrillic code.
Wouldn't you prefer a good game of chess?
1987, the discovery of high-temperature superconductivity is announced to thousands of scientists at a packed meeting of the American Physical Society in New York City. They got real physical when the lights went down.
Oh, yeah. The energy in there was just electric. 1991, Microsoft announces the Microsoft Bookshelf 1.0 for Windows. Bookshelf is a set of reference books on a CD-ROM, including an almanac, an atlas, a dictionary, an encyclopedia, two quote books, and those are books about quotes, not two books, if you know what I mean, and a thesaurus.
So, books? CD-ROM? What? 1995, the Satan Security Administrator Tool for Analyzing Networks security tool is released on the internet by Dan Farmer and Weitz Venema. The release raises a debate about whether security auditing tools should be posted openly for the public to use and whether or not it should involve Satan?
Well, isn't that special? 1996, Guillermo Gayade pleads guilty in federal court on charges of mail fraud and interstate transportation of stolen property. Formerly a software engineer at Intel's Chandler, Arizona plant, Gayade stole proprietary 486 and Pentium specifications and transferred the data to videotape. He then offered the data to Advanced Micro Devices, AMD, who turned the data and Gayade into authorities.
AMD? Videotape? 2004, near-Earth asteroid 2004 FH passes 26,500 miles, 43,000 kilometers, above Earth's surface, making the second closest approach of any asteroid ever recorded.
Asteroids? Earth? You're right, that is fun. 2005, Sony Pictures Entertainment releases the anime film Steam Boy, directed by Katsuhiro Otomoand, featuring the voice talents of Anna Paquin, Carrie Walgreen, and Patrick Stewart. After 10 years in production, the film is the most expensive full-length animated film ever produced.
2008, after receiving complaints from Jewish settlers living in the West Bank, Facebook adds a feature that allows residents of Ariel, Beitar Ilit, Mali Adium, and 15 other large Jewish settlements to list their hometown as being in Israel rather than the default of Palestine.
Same day, same year, Gregory Thomas Kipeloff, age 35, of Seattle, is sentenced to 51 months in prison in what the U.S. Justice Department claim is the first federal case against someone alleged to have used file-sharing software to steal identities.
2009, Sweden's Financial Supervisory Authority, Finansens Kapotitan, grants a banking license to Mindbank AB, a wholly owned subsidiary of Mindark, the developer of the massively multiplayer online role-playing Morpig, Entropia Universe, a game that features the use of real-world currency. It was Bitcoin, before there was Bitcoin. Birthdays?
Madeline Carroll, 24, from Resident Evil Extinction and Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Sophia Miles is 40 from Underworld, Thunderbirds, the Dracula TV series, one of them, Transformers Age of Extinction, and she was the girl in the fireplace in Doctor Who.
Thomas Ian Griffith, 60, from Karate Kid 3, John Carpenter's Vampires, XXX, oh, so it looks like there's three of them, Time Cop 2, and was a writer for Grimm.
Ben Cohen is 69 years of age, the co-founder of Ben and Jerry's.
Which one's he?
I think he's and.
Ah, Brad Dorff, 71. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Dune, Blue Velvet, Child's Play, Exorcist 3, Alien Resurrection, The Two Towers, and Return of the King.
Frank McRae is 77 from Rocky 2. 1941, Used Cars, 48 Hours, Vacation, The Wizard, and Last Action Hero.
Ah, nice. Carl Gottlieb, 91, from Clueless, Sting 2, The Jerk, Jaws, MASH, and Johnny Dangerously.
No longer with us, born this date in 1858, Rudolf Diesel, a German engineer, invented the Rudolf engine.
1877, Edgar Cayce, American mystic and psychic.
1886, Edward Everett Horton, the Mad Hatter in the 1933 Alice in Wonderland, Lost Horizon, Arsenic and Old Lace, and It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
1905, Thomas Townsend Brown, American physicist and engineer who discovered electrogravity.
1926, Peter Graves, from Beginning of the End, Mission Impossible, Seventh Heaven, House on Haunted Hill, Men in Black 2, Captain Unger, in Airplane, and Airplane 2, the sequel.
1945, Susan Tyrell, from Wizards, Forbidden Zone, Angel and Big Top Pee-wee.
1960, Richard Biggs, from Days of Our Lives, and Babylon 5.
On CBS, we've got Quick on the Draw, Survivor, SEAL Team, and SWAT.
ABC, it's a new Goldbergs, a rerun of the Goldbergs, a rerun of Modern Family, a new Single Parents, and then a former client of Dex introduces her to Major Elders, who has details on Benny's death on a new Stumptown.
NBC has Chicago Med and the Democratic Candidates debates.
Oh, that's still a thing, huh? Fox, it never hurts to ask. It's the Group C playoffs on the new The Masked Singer and Storybook on Lego Masters.
CW has a rerun of Penn and Teller Fool Us and a rerun of Who's Line.
Freeform, three young female witches join the United States military where they prepare to fight on the front lines using combat magic against terrorist threats with supernatural tactics and weapons on a new motherland, Fort Salem.
I think I read that at a con. AMC has The Perfect Storm.
E has a new episode of The Soup.
FX Despicable Me 3.
FXX War for the Planet of the Apes.
Not my monkeys, not my circus. NGC Peruvian Prison Break on Locked Up Abroad.
FXM Dave adopts an extreme approach to gaining fame and recognition on a new episode of Dave. Hi, I'm
IFC Dickie. On a new Brockmire. Rabbit is forced to quickly defuse a hostage situation in time to save his lover, who is about to be executed for a crime she claims she didn't commit. Oh, that's probably not on Brockmire.
No.
That's probably on a new Year of the Rabbit.
There it is.
Wow,
there it
they
is.
Really took I've been watching season
this
one.
This final season just goes weird, man. Paramount, the team looks for missing cash deep in Taliban territory as Austin decides to make a final push against Secor on a new 68 whiskey.
Siffy has a slap fight ensues. Josh consumes a pickle. And dreams take a weird turn on a new The Magicians.
But we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network. After her epileptic teen is kidnapped, a single mom embarks on a harrowing rescue mission to save her daughter from sex traffickers and is shocked to discover her daughter's best friend may have been the one to kidnap her. Boatie Bliss and Morgan Obenreiter star in My Daughter's Been Kidnapped.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Rockstar Xander has been kidnapped. Abby and Chad start to search for him by communicating the kidnapper's phone number in a short piece of music and a proof-of-life message left on an answering machine, which is an interesting product. They find him and the chief congratulates them both. The chief is so proud of his detectives, he is happy they're all under one roof. They make him so happy he's no longer the angriest man in Brooklyn. Now he feels like a king. I ain't lying. Hashtag Chappy. Forever.
It's time to check your mailbox.
Hey, my sheeps, hopefully you're all maintaining social distancing without too many negative impacts to your lives. Well, you know, the whole losing half my job. I believe that Chad and Abby are gumshoes calculating the answers on a geeky trove of puns for this Gen Xer. My work hasn't cut anyone's hours because we are network and security techs for businesses like banks, keeping their systems running. But one of our big projects that I'm primarily concerned with has to put a hold on installs until at least the 6th of April. Keep up the good work. That is from Jared. Well, Jared, as we all know, you need to be installing all the time. Installing is what you do. It's what you live for. In fact, you're not doing things right unless you're installing them.
Sheep? What do you mean, sheep? We're trying to not bleed ourselves to the slaughter.
At least not too badly. Okay, drop us a note, won't you please? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, just send us a voicemail by dialing
510-GRD-CROW.
I'm not going to let Mutton get to us.
Hi, kids. I'm an astronaut. And when I'm not performing highly technical maneuvers on a space shuttle, I like to listen to the Accidental Survivor Podcast, the modern gaming podcast.
That's right, kids. 9 out of 10 astronauts surveyed preferred Accidental Survivors to Tang, except that it was mixed with vodka. You can find us at accidentalsurvivors.libsyn.com. Accidental Survivors. You don't need to be drunk to enjoy it, but it sure helps.
Hi, this is Brad Dourif, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. He's a cool guy. He doesn't want to go party with you, but he's still a cool guy. And if he does, you should probably be a little scared.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Well, to the best of my knowledge, all of the comic shops are still open. And maybe it's just a drive up and they bring it out to you. I don't know. But what's going to be there once we find ourselves there, sir?
Well, from DC Comics, we've got DC East, Unkillables 2 of 3, Plunge 2 of 6, Year of the Villain, Hell Arisen, wrapping up 4 of 4. From the high-flying adventures of Dick Grayson to the tragedy of Jason Todd, the enthusiasm of Tim Drake and the arrogance of Damian Wayne, the persistence of Stephanie Brown and the rebelliousness of Carrie Kelly, the mantle of Robin has been worn by many, but always represents one thing. A hero. Robin, 80th anniversary, 100-page super spectacular, number one.
Master Bruce, why is your outfit so dark so people won't shoot me? Master Bruce, why is Master Dick's outfit so bright and yellow so people won't shoot me? From Marvel, Amazing Mary Jane number 6, Atlantis Attacks 3 of 5, Excalibur number 9, and then Jessica Drew hasn't been feeling like herself lately. She's not a Skrull anymore, and we promise you. When the angry, irritable, and unwell Spider-Woman takes a simple security gig to help get back on her feet, she finds herself besieged by unknown forces out to destroy everything around her. What's wrong with Jessica? Just how did she get this job? And who are these violent lunatics who keep trying to blow her up? Who cares? Does Spider-Woman have someone to punch? That's all that matters in Spider-Woman, number one.
From Dynamite Entertainment, we've got Kiss Zombies, number 4. Red Sonja, Age of Chaos, number 3. Vampirella, number 9. From Boom Studios, we've got Alienated, 2 of 6. Firefly, number 15. Something is Killing the Children, number 6. It's probably video games. And 19-year-old Charlotte Grote has her whole life ahead of her, headed straight to Oxford in a future as a real detective until she's framed for murder. Given the choice between going to jail basically forever or joining the police, Lottie decides to hit the beat, all while trying to find the real murderer. Lottie may have been running rings around the police since her 9th birthday, but she's never been on this side of the security tape in Wicked Things, number 1.
IDW Publishing, Transformers, number 19. Usagi Yojimbo's at number 9. Aftershock, Bad Reception, number 4. Undone by Blood, number 2. But what happens when a time-traveling assassin and a spy from 1944 try to kill each other? For a price, a top-secret assassination organization will travel through time and interfere with watershed moments. Trained as the agency's top assassin, Maya is sent to kill Virginia Hall, the deadliest spy of World War II. Charged with carrying important plans about the invasion of Normandy to the Allied troops, Virginia's death would have a cataclysmic effect on World War II, as we know it, in Artemis and Assassin, number 1.
Man, the Artemis Fowl series is going real dark. From Zenoscope Entertainment, we've got Unbound, wrapping up with 5 of 5. Golly, I can't wait to see a cartoon version of Jennifer Tilly. We've also got Dark Horse. And we've also got from Dark Horse, we've got Bang! 2 of 6. Dragon Age Blue Wraith, wrapping up their short story with 3 of 3. Grendel, Devil's Odyssey, 4 of 8. And a cultural anthropologist consults with U.S. Naval Intelligence to investigate the discovery of an extraterrestrial ship buried under the ice for thousands of years in Siberia. The meddling Russians, Vatican officials, and international media spotlight, and her own insecurities, all threaten her efforts to keep the fabric of society from crumbling in Starship Down, number 1.
Gosh, I hope Hazel Fiverr and Bigwig get out okay. From Image Comics, Ascender number 10, Bitter Root number 7, and over at Impact Theory, it's the 1980s, and all 12-year-old Don wants to do is play video games at the local arcade. His dad, however, refuses to let him play. Egged on by his friends and trying to impress a girl, Don sneaks out to join an all-night game-a-thon. Defying the odds, on his first quarter, he beats Crucible, a game long considered unbeatable. In an instant, his world is turned upside down when his victory triggers the alien invasion and sucks him into an intergalactic battle that has been raging for years, a battle his father was desperately trying to protect him from. In Hexagon, 1 of 5. The Last Bishop of Battle Fighter? What the hell?
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. With the advent of streaming, many have speculated it could change the whole movie-going experience, and now it's being put to the test because NBC Universal has made theatrical films available to stream immediately, and future ones will happen the same day they hit the theaters. Right now, Emma, The Hunt, and the very good word of mouth, The Invisible Man, are available on video on-demand platforms or should be near you on March 20th.
Well, what about the Impractical Jokers movie?
What about it? The rental will be good for 48 hours and has a suggested price of $20, and that's a huge deal, especially if other studios follow NBCU's example and do the same thing. This could work well with the current state of social distancing being advised. It's a way to work around the closing down of cinemas.
Or a way to drive the stake through the heart of movie theaters.
The idea of releasing theatrical films to home by streaming is not new, but original plans had a suggested rental price of like $50. There's been no word. The $20 price is also the price for movies that haven't been released in theaters yet.
But where will I get my overpriced popcorn and questionable hot dog?
Besides not having to yell at people who are talking or looking at a phone, the big upside to this plan is the ability to pause the film. No more missing key scenes in a Universal film by having to go to the restroom or being uncomfortable for fear of missing scenes.
Which means the death of the Run P app.
The good news is this would allow the continuation of Filorama presentations if you've been good.
Look, this is a smart move, especially since Regal Cinemas, which operates 543 locations across the United States, shut down all of its movie houses as of yesterday.
So the Cinemistress can only review Universal films now?
The move follows in the wake of White House news conference, with U.S. President Donald Trump telling Americans to avoid social gatherings of more than 10 people.
During a press conference with 15 other people huddled around him.
To steer clear of eating and drinking at bars, restaurants, and food courts.
Which Representative Devin Nunes encouraged people to do.
And warning that the crisis could last until July or August.
Well, the CW needs something. And to think, 18 days ago this was still a hoax, but it's now being referenced by the president as the Chinese virus.
Prior to the announcement, all of the main chains like AMC, Regal, Cineplex, Arclight, and Alamo Drafthouse imposed limits on sales as a safety precaution.
But they still sell nachos.
Whether other studios will follow suit isn't clear, but one person pushing for it is Birds of Prey director Kathy Yan, who tweeted the Universal announcement and added that her Warner's film, and added this about her Warner's film: I would not be opposed to putting Birds of Prey on VOD earlier. And they'll make sure that it's out there and in front of your face just as soon as they work out which food chain gets to deliver you a sloppy egg and cheese sandwich.
Not Dunkin'. As the virus continues to twist and shape our world, get ready for something no one saw coming.
The secret is to make big trash piles and the virus jumps on those, man.
Why don't you try that? As the coronavirus, COVID-19, continues to batter the stock market, analysts are saying this could give Apple the chance to buy Disney.
Oh, they really do want a streaming service that people want.
Rosenblatt Securities analyst Bernie McTernan says the tech giant could get its hands on the House of Mouse because the company's recent financial losses due to coronavirus.
We believe those with long-term horizons, like mega-cap companies with large cash balances and whose equity outperformed Disney over the last 3 weeks, like Apple, could take advantage of the volatility.
McTernan noted in a research report,
the upside from acquiring Disney would be securing their content streaming strategy and potential synergies from adding the emerging Disney ecosystem to the iOS platform.
Like, I get capitalism in business, but taking advantage right now feels a little icky. But then again, New Mutants doesn't need any other delays.
Hell no. The Apple TV Plus streaming service could get a huge boost by acquiring Disney, along with Disney Plus, which could solve Apple's content problem, as we believe Apple TV Plus is off to a relatively slow start, McTernan added.
He said, unironically,
Disney and Apple have both been looking to make it within the streaming market in the hopes of competing with industry giants such as Netflix. Disney has not released a statement on this possibility, but indie sources say that they are defrosting Walt Disney's brain to be placed in a giant robot to protect the company against the Crimson Permanent Assurance!
Tokusatsu, the Japanese live-action filming genre that gives us Power Rangers, Godzilla, and series like Ultraman, has long been difficult to legally access outside of Japan. In recent years, there have been moves to bring more material out on DVD and Blu-ray, with Godzilla collections and series of Ultraman and Super Sentai making their way to U.S. shores. But now, the effort to bring this genre to a wider American audience is getting a major shot in the arm. Or perhaps, more realistically, a kick.
We do not need the She Kicks High anime series.
Shout Factory, the distributor that's already behind bringing classic seasons of Super Sentai, the superhero series that Power Rangers action footage is based on, to DVD, has launched a brand new 24/7 linear streaming channel with Pluto TV called Tokushoutsu, bringing a catalog of tokusatsu icons to the U.S., some for the very first time.
So we could finally get Ambassador Magma, Lion Maru, and Moonlight Mask?
Tokushoutsu's catalog will include many of the Sentai series Shout Factory has already brought to DVD, featuring both shows adapted into seasons of Power Rangers, starting with Kyoryu Sentai Zyu Ranger, the original Mighty Morphin, all the way through to Ninpuyu Sentai Hurricanger, Power Ranger, I got stuck on the American word apparently, Power Rangers Ninja Storm, and at least one classic series from before the time Saban acquired Toei's Sentai material to transform into a Western alternative, Kojin Sentai Jetman, which very nearly could have been the source material for Saban's early attempts at Power Rangers.
I don't have a dream, but you know, I can protect dreams.
Beyond Sentai, Tokushoutsu will also debut Ultraman Leo, the classic 1974 series at Tsuburaya Productions' franchise of size-changing alien superheroes, as well as broadcast original content, including a weekly tokusatsu talk show, behind-the-scenes documentaries, and live streams of fan conventions like Power Morphicon. But perhaps the most interesting get of all is that the channel will finally see the official debut of Tokusatsu Icon for the first time in the U.S., the complete first season of the original Kamen Rider.
A shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
Created by Japanese manga artist Shotaro Ishinomori and first airing in 1971, Kamen Rider, literally Masked Rider, is a sci-fi and superhero series aimed at a slightly older audience in Japan, with a focus on some more mature themes, inter-character conflict, especially among the protagonists, and drama, as much as it does spandex-suited action and, well, as the name suggests, riding motorcycles. Although it's not aired as consistently as Sentai has, Kamen Rider is a yearly franchise now, but was off-air altogether for periods in the 90s before returning full throttle in the 21st century, all the way up to the currently airing Kamen Rider 01. The series is one of the most influential examples of its genre.
And did heavily inspire the creation of Megaforce.
You love them in blue, and you love them in red, but most of all, you love them in blue. I hope that means something to someone out there.
Since you are stuck at home, here's another viewing option. But this one pays you.
I'm not allowed to go back to chat roulette.
The American version of The Office turns 15 this month, and to celebrate, U.S. Dish is offering someone $1,000 to binge watch the sitcom.
Could I just binge Threat Level Midnight?
One lucky fan will have 9 days to watch 15 hours of the mockumentary, about 45 episodes, or 5 20-minute installments a day if you wish.
That's almost like my TV got stuck on Comedy Central.
It's not all fun and games, though. As part of the coveted gig, you'll need to take meticulous notes on the common tropes that occur in each episode.
That's what Wikipedia's for.
Do they list how many times Stanley rolls his eyes at the camera? How often Phyllis talks about Bob Vance from Vance Refrigeration? Exactly how much personal time Dwight has spent at work?
Is there proof Toby is the Scranton Strangler?
The goal is to help us understand how often sitcoms repeat popular tropes, according to U.S. Dish. We'll provide you with general guidelines to track your experience, but in true Kelly Kapoor fashion, we also want you to share your unfiltered opinions and reactions on social media.
Wait, so it is for science?
If you're as obsessed with The Office as Michael is with Ryan, hopefully you could earn $1,000 cold hard cash. Other benefits include themed swag, which may or may not involve a Dundee Award, a World's Best Boss mug, Jell-O, a stapler, as well as a Netflix gift card, which is hilarious as The Office leaves Netflix in 2021.
I knew exactly what to do, but in a much more real sense, I had no idea what to do.
They advise you to add a video submission to boost your chances.
Can I get someone else to do it and just take the credit?
Identity theft is not a joke. The competition is open only to U.S. residents age 18 or older. You don't need to be a U.S. Dish customer to apply, and a winner will be notified 5 days after the closing date. I hope you were able to get your fill of The Office and get some money for your efforts. That's what she said. GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. And drop us a note. Tell us what you're doing. If there's still stuff happening in your world, some of us are actually considering, I believe Crystal came up with this on Facebook, that we need to have a virtual con and not consolation, like literally have panels and stuff where we're all connected with cameras. Maybe we'll do that. Send us some ideas. Drop a note to podcast at geekradiodaily.com, or of course send a voicemail to
510-GRD.
And we will catch you the next time that we do.
Blah, 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 blah.
I think I'm out of witty banter. I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Good night, suckers.
Scat. Skedaddle. Adios. Out of a dechi. Ciao. Aloha. Fuck off.
So my friend, the master, devised this pretty little scheme as a way of getting back, of creating a stumbling block, a scandal, a horror to the eyes of all men who seek faith, using the body of this saintly priest as an instrument. You know my work. But the main thing is the torment of your friend, Father Karras, as he watches while I rip and cut and mutilate the innocent, his friends, and again, and on.
He is inside with us. He will never get away. His pain won't end.
Oh, gracious me. Was I raving? Please forgive me. I'm mad.